All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Some shit on my shoulder. It looks like jizz. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Get yourself an EZ-GO golf cart, perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. I guess the EZ-GOs are powered by propane and the Yamaha's powered by gas for that extra muscle. Rich says, only 17 minutes late today. Yeah, I was preparing. You know, I mean, today was, I pulled in five directions. I actually had this happen where Rich S. reached out to me, who he said, EZ, the Lost Zane recordings, the last two episodes, it's the same audio, I'm pretty sure. Now, that's very likely to happen. I do that from time to time. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I hate when I do this. Shit. So that involves all these different steps to try to determine, and then it was just a pain in the ass, and then I have to compare it, and then I did it, and it took me a few minutes, and then I'm like, well, no, it's not. It's totally different. He said the last two episodes, same audio. That's not true. Look, if you're going to, you got to make your 100% sure that that's what's up. But that's just an excuse. That is just an excuse. But I did have a lot going on today, so sorry for the delay. By the way, one more thing about Impact Power Sports. They are over in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them along 14 Mile Road. Thank you. Key sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm getting numerous reports coming in that our pals Freebear and Hot Wings referenced with that cheeky tone. Ooh. Your old pal EZ today. Tony Gebhardt in the chat on watching on YouTube. Thank you, buddy. Good to see your name show up on the screen. You're the only blind person I know who's not a fucking idiot, by the way. I guess the scenario broke because I heard it from several sources that said that they were talking about awkward scenarios or something like that. I haven't heard it. I'm just going by what people told me. Bob writes, around 7:55 Eastern this morning, they brought up the Paper Smash game. And when Joe did it to Freebeer once, and then Freebeer turned around and knocked everything off Joe's desk, then told about someone who did it, and the guy it was done to got bad news about a close relative. Was that you? Yeah, the way it was described to me that it happened, according to Chris, was, yeah, I remember the first moment in particular because Greg had come up with a game that he used to do when he was a kid, where if you see somebody with a paper in their hand, you smash it out of their hand, and it's fucking great. I loved it. But the problem is, if you did it back to Greg, he's going to lose his mind, which stands to reason. I mean, let's be honest here. Greg will do it to you, but if you do it back, he's going to really get pissed. He's that level. That's the level his brain works on. So everybody at the radio station has had it done to them. So everyone's saying, oh, it's fair game. You know, I mean, we're gonna get him back one time. And then, so Greg's got a couple of pieces of paper in his hand that he's looking. It's whatever the fuck it is. And Joe walks by him and smacks the papers and they go flying. And he then goes up to Joe's desk and takes and just throws everything off of his fucking desk. Just way out of bounds, you know? I mean, here everybody is on the same page thinking, oh, well, he's smashing the paper out of everybody's hand. That's the game. Paper smash. And so he did that, and we're all like, ugh, this isn't great. So it was horrible. It was just horrible. Chris says he threw a tantrum. Well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. That's kind of the reason why I came up with the term. Well, I didn't come up with it. It was an Opie and Anthony thing. Greg shells. You never know what you're going to get if you cross him. And it's always hilarious. It's a fucking jackpot because it's either going to be fun and funny or he's going to like stick out his lip and get enraged and just fucking freak out. So that's why that was awesome. Matt says, allegedly, paper smash is a gateway to girlfriend face smash. Fuck. Starman says, it's almost like you needed juice and cookies on hand to calm him. Aram heard it. He said, the reason Greg says he overreacted was because he had just made and collated a bunch of copies of a document for all of the guys in the show, and they smashed it out of his hand. Yeah, even better. That makes it the best. If you have someone that actually needs them in order, and by the way, him actually saying that, that's an excuse. It's still funny. It's still great. And it's a game you invented. So there's at so many levels, it's wrong. And so that's just fantastic. Aram says, no, I don't listen to that show. I heard it from 08. Oh, wow. You have a great memory. Holy shit. Hang on. I got to drink this coffee. Pardon me. So then he destroys Joe's desk. Then as it's told to me, who was it? Chris K sent me a text because... And I appreciate you guys doing your homework. You know, again, it's very important that you listen to them in the morning to let me know when these moments happen. And boy, you didn't let me down. Chris writes, at 7:52, Freebeer starts telling the paper smash story. He tells his part of it and how bad he felt for clearing off Joe's desk. Hot Wings then brings up not as bad as paper smash on Bruce. Then he says, that wasn't me, though. And then it said, wasn't me either. Wasn't Joe. Wasn't Kelly. Wasn't Steve. Chris adds, it's funny how they refuse to say your name, LOL. And I said, yeah, it is. Thank you. I will get that audio. Oh, that's awesome. I actually saw that, and I sent a text to the show via their text machine. And I wrote, it's hilarious how weak you all are. And then I got a text back. Thanks for texting the WGRD studio line. Add our number in your phone for easy reference. That's fantastic. I'm so happy that that happened. Thank you, Bob, for listening and passing that along. Bob said the way they said it was you without saying it was you was funny, though. No, that's really great. I believe it. I believe it was. You can't go wrong with that. And again, this all goes back to that is now the fourth time in a month that this has happened where for years prior, I don't get spoken of. now it's happening regularly because of what we do on who are these free beers. That's why we do this. Well, we don't do this so that they mention it, but this is a side effect of having that review show on Patreon, which we did last night, by the way. And we had a fantastic time, my God. And I think it's important to play a clip from that show. There was a span on one day that I reviewed where in 5 minutes' time, there were four incidents of free beer brain tumor talk, which is how it is labeled now, because the idea that he has an inoperable glioblastoma in his brain that is making him do these things. Now, I took all four of those and made them into one supercut, but Ben and I really dove deep on each of these moments. And they're all like head scratchers. Starting with the first one, where Greg wants to reference somebody going to college in England, but it doesn't come out as England. Here's the entire supercut. As we revealed it yesterday, it's not long.
At a university in English. Little Caesars Arena. Awesome round trip package. Don't try to speak or peek.
Okay. At a university in English. What?
At a university in English. Little Caesars Arena. Awesome round trip package. Don't try to speak or peek.
English, Little Caesars Arena, a package, and then the final one, don't try to speak. He added an S. He wanted to say, don't try to peek, but somehow he managed to fuck it up and say, don't try to speak. My God.
At a university in English. Little Caesars Arena. Awesome round trip package. Don't try to speak or peek.
You can get the whole show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I haven't yet posted the audio. I will get to it today. And you can check it out. It's 7 days free to sign up for Patreon. When you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. You have to put in a payment form, but just cancel it right after and you get the 7 days free. And then after the 7 days, you're like, hey, I still like it. I want to sign up. Just go and toggle your card on your profile and then you're off and running. $5 a month is all of the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams and the live Zoom. We did the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast yesterday. That was also part of a Big Fraud Thursday. It was outstanding. We had a hell of a time. Amanda's sex tips. It got quite graphic, you know. And she also offered something that I found to be remarkable. Let's see. Was there an APB associated was there a 911 call associated with the APB for Ben? No, we found Ben. That was no big deal. Amanda offers something. I think she kind of like made a pass at me virtually. I think that's what it is. I think she's pretty buttoned up. She never reveals her true intentions, but I think she's making it clear that she wants to sit on my face. Because she said an offer that everybody was like, what the heck? And my God, it kind of blew everybody away. She is not shy about her sexuality. I'll just say that. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Happy Valentine's Day. I was bitching yesterday on the Patreon about my inability to get the Starbucks card to work. Well, I purchased a $25 Starbucks card electronically and emailed it off to Jacqueline, my daughter. Then I turned around and did it for Madison. But for some reason, it didn't go through. And it said, sorry, didn't work. We'll refund your money. So then I did it like two or three more times. Same thing. I look at my bank. I got charged for all of them. I was like, what the fuck? It was terrible. I had to call the bank. This took like 90 minutes. Sarah said, screw it. Just order a Big B. A Big B card. And I was like, that's brilliant. So I went ahead and ordered the Big B card. And she got that. Pooh Bear got the Candy Crush card, the $25 Candy Crush card. Yes, she still plays Candy Crush. So that's awesome. But I think I'm kind of a loser because I volunteered over at Bosco's Pub tonight. I reached out to Dougie. I go, hey, you need anybody? And he's like, yeah. I go, okay, cool. I'll come see you. And then it dawned on me today when I told her, and she goes, okay, it's Valentine's. And I'm like, oh, shit. Now, this is the woman who she has said numerous times, yeah, I don't even care about Valentine's Day. I don't even care about it. And this lends to that whole thing about when a woman tells you that, she's lying to you. Don't ever fall for that. So in one breath, she'll say, I don't care about Valentine's Day. And then I say, all right, yeah, I'm going to go see Dougie and work over at Bosco's. Oh, well, it's Valentine's Day. Okay. All right. Yeah, that is if I have like a veteran set of skills as a husband, I'm exposed there as not. I should have not done that. So she says, oh, I guess I'll just do Galentine's with Sherry. I go, fuck, I'm so sorry. I go, I'll take you out to eat tomorrow. How does that sound? I don't know. Matt says, uh-oh, Pooh Bear is going to crush your candy now, you insensitive cockhead. Amanda suggests I visit Howard City Bowling Alley tomorrow night for dinner and karaoke. Some would call it karaoke. That is a former Don Veltman joint. God, fucking Donnie crashed and burned. Unbelievable. Patrick comments on the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, which he watched live with us last night. He says, another great episode. Poor Maitland seems to go rogue with these fashion tips quite often now, and everyone in the room seems to love it and agree with her takes like it's compelling content. All right. Matt says Tyrone is getting in his tracksuit and taking Pooh Bear to Pound Town. You asshole. Update on the dog puke. I talked to you yesterday that we had an incident, not last night, but the night before, about O'Neill on Wednesday night into Saturday, into Thursday morning. That was bad, you know, poor guy. And so we wake up and I assess the damage. I'm like, oh, okay. Pooh Bear says, okay, take care of this for me. And then I did this show yesterday, and, you know, this is several hours later, and I said, okay. And I told this story, and then Chris D said, so the puke's, like, still laying there right now? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, my God, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, it's still there now. I mean, like, I'm not talking in the past tense. I mean, like, right this minute, on Friday, it's still there. Piles of puke are still there. And you're like, well, what the fuck? What are you doing? Look, I cannot stress enough to you folks that I am so goddamn busy. I don't have time to clean up puke. I was burning it all day yesterday. All day. So no judgment. Bob says, still there. David says, why? Stevie says, that's gross, Easy. It's gross because it's there. Yes, I admit that. But if I go through a whole day and the puke is still there, that is a productive day by me. That means I was killing it. And I was. Part of it had to do with being on the phone with a fucking bank. I had to send my Valentine's gifts. I had to work out. I had to work out. Legs and back. P90X crushed it. My ass is sore today. That's always a great feeling in your glutes when you feel that, ooh. See, because my ass is starting to get a little flat, and that's a bad deal. Yeah, I like my ass being, like, sticking out. I got it. Remember I told you that story about that guy at Meijer when the guy came up to me in the parking lot and actually said, you have a nice ass? And I was all homophobic at the time, and I was like, oh, no. No, that was great. If you're a dude and your ass is so good that you get a dude to tell you how good your ass is, you've really got a good ass. All right? So I'm not losing my ass. So I did some intense ass workout yesterday, all in an effort to re-assify myself. Anyway, David says the NFK is going to tell the puke to fuck off. No, he's going to love it. So it's like still there right now. It is. So I think, I could sit here and tell you what I did every minute of the day yesterday, but just trust me, I don't fucking rest. All right. And I worked all the way up until 5:45, and I sat down here and put the finishing touches on the Big Fraud Thursday. And then I podcasted for 2.5 hours, two shows. That took me to 8:30, 8:40, somewhere around there. And then off to Betty Bye. That's it. Wake up, do it again. So today, I promise you, the puke will be cleaned. It doesn't really matter. It's not like it's going to get any more gross. And I have the necessary implement of destruction to clean it. That badass steamer thing. I have a pal who works over at Bissell. And so I had like a home unit that I would use to steam clean. But he had a one of those ones that you see like at Meijer that you can rent. And it says like rug doctor on it. I've got one of those. And this thing is ridiculous. Okay. So I will use that, and trust me, I'm going to clean the puke. But I just found it like today I took a look at it and I was kind of disgusted with myself. I was like, I have to tell on myself. I have to tell this story that I didn't clean the puke. By the way, if you hear O'Neill, he's having a dream right now. All right. So that's the update. For the folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, including Tony from Beep Beep Baseball, I'm going to kick you all out. If you want the full show, you can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. All one word. Thank you very much. I already mentioned the Patreon, but check it out if you want more content. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Let's see, am I forgetting anything else? I don't think I am. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Fantastic place to get your vehicle repaired. Longtime sponsor. Amazing folks over there at Irvine's. 616-532-6600. You can also go to their website, ervines.com. ervines.com. Check out the long list of Google reviews for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They have free loaner cars. So when you schedule your repair or your maintenance, whatever it may be, you drop your car off, you jump in the loaner car. Usually it's a Prius. They love those. Those are fun to drive. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's the fact that, you know, what I like is when you're driving and you see like the green leaf like light up, like you're so not using any gas. It's like my favorite thing. I had that Civic that I gave to Jacqueline, which is also a hybrid. And years ago, I went to some radio conference in Minnesota called the Conclave. And I wanted to see, I had a lot of time to kill. Unlike now where I have to leave piles of puke on the floor. But I drove there and I wanted to see just how great of gas mileage I could get. So I kept it in the right lane, like hazards on, 55 miles an hour from Grand Rapids through the bottom of Michigan, through Indiana, Illinois, and then up into Minnesota. I think that's a route. No, I had to go through Wisconsin. It took for fucking ever. And I kept it at like 54 miles an hour. And I probably got about 58 miles to the gallon in that thing. It was so boring. Oh, my God. Like, people are ripping by at 65 miles an hour. Unacceptable. You know what's nuts? Is that there was a time in America when that was the national speed limit. 55 miles an hour. We were in some type of, it was in the 70s, some type of stupid energy crunch where, I don't know, I guess somebody forgot to pump the oil or some shit. So we didn't have any oil. Like, you go to the gas station and there'd be a line of cars. I remember this. I was very young. But there'd be a line of cars and it says, no fuel, you know? And people are like having to ration the fucking fuel. Because some dickhead didn't make enough fuel. So in order to, sorry, my hair is fucked up. In order to keep it low, we had to drive, I mean, so that we could have the most fuel economy. The law is 55 miles an hour. Oh, my God. It took forever to get everywhere. It was so bad. Megan says, I love the miles per gallon game. Brian does not respect the game. No, you and I are spirit animals. We already know that. And Diana does not respect the game either. She gets pissed off at me when I'm milking it. But I'm such a cheap fuck that when I'm driving and I see that the car is moving only on battery power, I get the biggest dump of serotonin ever. Okay? And she says, idiot, there's people passing us and they're doing 60. And I go, yeah, I know, but this is free. I like the cost of this. And she gets so pissed. But, also, I love when we get north of Grand Rapids and we can go fast. That's true, too. I like that also. If I have to get somewhere in a pinch and I'm in the area across the hard living line where the minimum is 75.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I take it up to 84. And when we drove out west, we're driving through, you get over the Mount, the Rockies, and then you get into like Utah. And these are areas of the U.S. where it says, get gas here. Next gas station, 100 miles away. In that area, the speed limit is 85. So I'm running it up to 94. My God. And it's just, there's no one around. It's absolutely beautiful, though. If you've ever taken a ride out west and driven past the Rocky Mountains, it's another planet. It must be experienced. Go drive to see the Grand Canyon or Zion National Park or Arches or Moab. Oh, my God. The best. Slav from Down Under is here. Slav is our Yugoslavian pal that lives in Tasmania. Welcome back. We all hope that you are well. It must be very early in your spot on the globe, time-wise. So thank you for joining us. It is a beautiful Friday morning here in the States. Okay, before I continue on, I do want to also mention my friends over at Frank Fuss with his My Policy Shop Insurance. If you need to get health care through healthcare.gov or, as it's known, the marketplace or even Obamacare, you absolutely can sign up on your own. But it's a bit of a painstaking problem, and there's a lot that could go wrong. I suggest reaching out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. That way, Frank can do everything for you. It'll take you a few minutes on the phone, but it's free. And he makes sure that you're perfectly set up with the best healthcare policy you can get. Healthcare.gov policies are much better than what you have to get through your employer. Now, if you are offered healthcare by your employer, you cannot take advantage of healthcare.gov. This is only for folks like perhaps you might get it from your boss, but your wife could get a healthcare.com policy because she's, if you don't want her to be under the family plan of your boss's healthcare, because sometimes the boss gives you shitty healthcare coverage. So with healthcare.gov, you can choose from literally hundreds of policies that fit your needs. That's the beauty of it. And the policy, a large portion of it is paid by an advance on your as a tax credit. So you get that, and then at the end of the year, instead of getting your return money, it your tax credit is paid for by all of that. So that's how you do it, and it's outstanding. I've been surviving that way for the last 6 years. It's great. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank will help you every step of the way for free. I have an accountant that I work with on this show. I have for many, many years. Decades, dare I say. That would be Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting. You can take advantage of Troy doing your taxes. Reach out to him at 616-301-9516. The tax hobbit is deadly from beyond the three-point line. You can also reach out to him via email, troy@tagcpa.net. Troy can do your taxes no matter where you are in the United States. So reach out to him and say, hey, Easy recommended you. I want in. He takes care of the rest. Follow his instructions. You'll upload all your documents to his online portal, and you are good to go. Thank you to Tag Accounting. They market themselves 3 months out of the year right here on this show. All right. Slav Down Under says, I am thriving. Saturday, 1:48 a.m. I'm in Sydney right now with some pals. And Slav points out, healthcare is free in Tasmania/Australia. Outstanding. Good for you. And then says, come join us. That would be a fantastic visit to visit your neck of the woods, Slav. That would be tremendous. But welcome back to you. Okay, we are now moving on. The United States anthem was booed at a hockey game in Montreal. The NHL divided up their players into four countries. Canadian players taking on U.S. players, taking on Swedish players and Finnish players. Fans in Montreal booed the U.S. national anthem before the game against Finland on Thursday night. Matthew Tkachuk reacted. He says, I didn't like it, and that's all I got. Tkachuk said after the U.S. beat Finland 6-1. Tkachuk and his brother Brady each had two goals. The negative reaction to the Star-Spangled Banner came even after the public address announcer at Bell Center made an announcement asking the crowd to show respect for the anthems and the players from either country. Yeah, that's not going to work. The Canadians have had it. Now this, fortunately, though, is the extent of the resistance that they can offer. Now, I don't know one way or another what is right and what is wrong with Trump imposing tariffs. I never pretend to know. I'm not going to sit here like some idiot and just because the PAC is saying tariffs are bad, hate Trump, I'm not just going to jump into that fray. I would have to look into this, like do a deep dive. And I don't even have time to clean up puke in my bedroom. So there's no fucking way I am going to look into this. All right? I don't care that much. All I know is that this is what Trump wants. Whether or not it happens, it's supposed to happen. Who knows? My job is to take this information and present a show every single day. So that's why the Canadians are pissed. They don't like that the U.S. is going to charge them to sell their shit here. So people are pissed off. They're booing. Quote, our goal is to make sure that we create an environment that hockey represents an opportunity to bring people together. And I think people understand that. Commissioner Gary Bettman said Wednesday, the day before, in this building, initially there was some booing a couple games ago, and the club made an announcement asking people to stop and show respect for two great countries, and it stopped, and that's what we expect. U.S. Senator J.T. Miller said, I think we like it, not politically, but maybe just at a sense of we know where we're at in Canada, and I think that fires us up more than anything. There was no such reaction for Finland's national anthem that followed. Yeah, who knows anything about Finland? Who gives a fuck? Fans across Canada have booed the U.S. anthem at NHL and NBA games with the Trump tariff specter looming. I don't care about any of this. If you are around someone who, like, is butthurt because the U.S. anthem is getting booed, you're a child. You know? Stevie says, I'd boo the anthem too. Stevie will probably take a knee. You know, like if I said, Stevie, why don't you come to the hockey game? And she, you know, was there with Rob, seated right behind me, her husband. And, you know, Stevie's probably drinking some claws. And Rob's giving me the finger, her husband. That's part of the phenomena about how easy podcast lady listeners, their significant others, are not on board with your pal EZ. We have numerous examples of this. And I don't know if I'm threatening or what, but it's fucked up, frankly. So she'll be there. Rob's giving me the finger. She's getting hammered, drinking White Claws. And then the anthem starts, and she's going to take a knee. If Colin Kaepernick were there, she would fellate him in front of everyone in the audience. Our international superstar, Slav Down Under, says, I am so happy to be living in Tasmania for real. Cool. That's awesome. You know, I don't know what Tasmania has to offer, but that sounds awesome. I'm happy that you're happy, frankly. But anyway, Amanda says, isn't Tasmania under British rule like Canada is? I have no idea. I couldn't tell you anything about Tasmania. Slav keeps laying it on with beaches, three oceans, free healthcare. You can't argue with any of that. If you've got not one, but three oceans with beaches and free healthcare. All right. Let's get into the video of the supposed booing of the United States national anthem during yesterday's hockey game. Okay, I can definitely hear it, but it's not. I thought it would be worse. And I think everybody's standing. I think it would be better for them to sit or to turn their backs even. I think that would probably have even more impact. If you are the guy singing it, you should probably just say something terrible. There was some singing of the Canadian national anthem then. They kind of changed the lights to red, put the American flag or the Canadian flag, and the chick who was singing it, Jordan Miller, is singing it, and the Canadians are singing so loud, the Canadian national anthem, that you can't even hear it. By the way, Slav says, I don't think that was booing. It was barely booing. You see, typically Canadians, they do shit half-assed. That's why they haven't won a Stanley Cup in forever. Okay? Canadians booing is polite. See, Americans booing, like if the roles were reversed here and Americans were doing it, we'd be shooting guns. We'd be booing and shooting the team. These are that type of aggressiveness. Not aggressive at all. But they sure were aggressive when this chick was singing the Canadian national anthem. I love this. This is great because I really like their anthem. All right, now that anthem, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. You might stand on guard, but I think that if anybody wanted to actually invade, you would probably just still be standing on guard. I don't know if you'd be doing anything. I think Canada has worse problems than the U.S. on a lot of fronts. All right. There is more discussion between audience members and Slav in Tasmania about the give and take of living in a country like Tasmania, with the idea that, yeah, but every bug or snake is poisonous, or Slav says that. And Jeremy says every animal and bug in Tasmania is trying to kill you. Slav is taking umbrage with the comment, Canada has more problems than us. Well, I guess it depends on whose opinion it is. Some would say the U.S. has more problems. You see, in my opinion, the U.S. right now has the least problems that it's ever had. Not because of Trump doing anything good. It's because I'm not paying attention. If anything happened in the U.S., I honestly would be like, whatever. I try to keep my head down for the next 3 years and 11 months. Slav says they have a fentanyl problem. Yeah, but I don't have a fentanyl problem. So to me, it's just not happening. You know anybody who does that? Like, it's not my problem. It's not a problem. So there you go. All right, I'm going to pause, and it's time to use the boys' room. Stand by, and I will be back in mere moments. You guys are doing great. I appreciate you. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back. Our pal Slav from Down Under writes, my favorite states are Arkansas, Ohio, Michigan, Oregon, Washington. Do you know all of the states? You can't possibly know all the states, right? Does every country have states? I think in Honduras, they have states, but they're more like districts or something like that. It's like fucking Hunger Games. Slav says, yes, I've been to every state now. I think Slav's got some money. Like, I'm not sure what it is that you do, young lady, but I'm under the impression that you have made a ton of cash, or you and your significant other are infinitely wealthy with money to burn. She says, I do have some money. That is excellent. That's a fantastic thing. Is it the type of scenario where, based on what you've accomplished, you actually don't have to worry about money? You know, like most people that are paying attention to this show, we live in the U.S. This is how we do this. We live what's known as check to check. So you earn money and then you spend it all. And right about the time you're ready to get more, it's about gone. That's like the American way. All the while you're accumulating debt. And then so your bank account always has about $400 in it. And then the debt is always like thousands of dollars. Slav says, I do have some money and then I made it myself. That's right. Oh, I believe that. Oh, what line of work? Can you give us a general idea for how the money was earned that you've indicated that you have? Let's see. Slav says, if I die tomorrow, everyone will be sorted. So there's like loved ones, significant others, children, friends, cousins. They're all going to get tons of Slav cheddar if something happens. Chris suggests that you are an international sex trafficker. Can you confirm or deny that? Have you obtained your money through any type of illegal measures. It is described as executive nursing. Okay, so that seems to me like you're overseeing an entire population of people who nurse, who are nurses. So that would mean, like, if there's nurse protocol, it has to run up the flagpole, it gets on your desk, and then you're either going to deny or approve, and then it goes back down the chain. That's fantastic. Rebecca says, Tasmania pays their healthcare workers what they're worth. That's it. I'm moving to Tasmania. All right. By the way, we are just days away from another week of the Fat-a-thon, and I'm really excited about this. As Jeremy, Nikki, Amanda, and Rebecca are dropping weight dramatically. We haven't had an increase in weight in weeks. The scales are dropping. So that is awesome. I'm looking forward to the update. Yeah, Jeremy could be under 270. Amanda could be under 300. Rebecca could be under 285 on her goal to weighing Saquon Barkley weight. And Nikki is also down. She's hoping to be under 250. Look, it's important to note that it took a lot of time to get this fucked up. It's going to take time to go back the other way. Amanda says, I've got a bad feeling about this week's weigh-in. Why? Either you've been doing it or you have not. So that tells me you have not been doing your job. If you are telling me that you've got a bad feeling about it, that tells me that you're choosing not to do it. Because this is just math. You consume less, you burn more. That's it. If you are consuming more and moving less, okay, so quit setting me up and quit coming up with excuses already. Today is Friday. You've got till Monday. Don't be an asshole and do your job. Jesus Christ. Out of all of my Fat-a-thon competitors, I'm the most suspicious of you. It doesn't take much to get me off of your bandwagon. She says, I haven't said any excuses. No, but you clearly have fucked shit up. I know it. I know you have. All right? And that's my big concern. Because you're already saying, oh, I got a bad feeling about this. You wouldn't if you'd been doing your job. All right. Rebecca says, Saquon Barkley and thighs that would crush you. Hey, make no mistake. Saquon Barkley is a specimen. If you are built like Saquon Barkley, I think that's fantastic. You know? Megan says, I kind of wanted to fuck up a box of cereal last night. I'm with you. I didn't. I ate clean yesterday. I went right to bed after the podcast. Let's see. Slav says, you know, I was trying to get your friend here and he wouldn't come. Does that mean I should go? I don't want to impose. No, I don't know what you're talking about. No, you're not imposing. Just shh. Enjoy the show. Amanda says, I'm working on it. I have to push myself this weekend. So clearly all this week you've been a disaster, right? Is that what you're telling me here? Are you telling me that you weighed in, you did so well, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you were horrible? I mean, you got to admit it. Were you or were you not? You got to tell me right now. I need to know this. Tuesday, you did nothing. Wednesday, you did nothing. Thursday, you did nothing. Let's see. I've been eating the good food that I've prepped. I've just eaten too much of my keto cookie dough. What a scam. Keto cookie dough? Come on, Amanda. Eat food, not keto cookie dough. Are you kidding me? Keto cookie dough. Well, I finally pulled it out of you. All right, get to work and quit dicking around. All right? Because I could throw you out of this. I don't want anybody wasting anyone's time here. Yeah, right. Former football player Marshawn Lynch is hysterical. He was on Bill Maher's show. For a long time, I thought that Marshawn was an idiot when he was doing that "I'm just here so I won't get fined" thing. But he's got something to say, and I love this guy. He's firing back at Donald Trump's accusation of people being unpatriotic for kneeling during the national anthem. This is Marshawn.
Trump tweeted about you. He said that you were pretty much unpatriotic because you were taking a knee. What is your answer to that?
That motherfucker say a lot of shit, but at the end of the day,
Trump.
That motherfucker. Motherfucker. By the way, white guys can't say motherfucker the way black guys say motherfucker. If a white guy tries to say motherfucker the way a black guy says motherfucker, you look like an asshole. Now, I say motherfucker like the way you just heard it, which is white guy motherfucker.
Trump tweeted about you. He said that you were pretty much unpatriotic because you were taking a knee. What is your answer to that?
That motherfucker say a lot of shit, but at the end of the day,
Trump.
It's fantastic. This then segues over to Inside the NBA, whatever that show is with Charles Barkley, Shaq, Ernie, and the other guy. There was a moment when they did their race to the board. And then Shaq had a comment that's absolutely fantastic.
All right. In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of shit, America. We get fired anyway, Ernie. Fuck it.
For All-Star Weekend, we're getting fired anyway, Ernie. Fuck it.
There's a Marshawn Lynch. I'm tired of shit, America. We get fired anyway, Ernie. Fuck it.
Outstanding. The comments, though, fire him. Then people aren't afraid of the repercussions of the actions. Huh? Great for all the brands he's a spokesperson for. Maybe he shouldn't smoke before he goes on the air. Yeah, fuck off. My God. People drive me nuts. That is spectacular. Man, I'm glad he did that. They're going to fire us anyway. Fuck it. All right. Well done, Shaq. All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.